Okay, let's be real. We've all been there, right? Glued to the TV watching Deal or No Deal. The suspense of those briefcases. Seriously intense. But get this. Once I told you there's like a whole other level to this game show.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a gold mine for understanding how people make decisions, especially with those high stakes and all.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today, right? We've got this study about the Turkish version, Var Mısın Yok Musun? And, spoiler alert, the results are way more interesting than just, seeing someone win a car.
We're talking cultural differences, what happens when you win or lose early on, even education playing a role in how people handle risk.
All right, so picture this. You're on the show. Those iconic briefcases lined up, each one with a potential fortune inside. And get this, the top prize in the Turkish version, 500,000 Turkish lira.
Which, just to give you an idea, at the time, that was several hundred thousand US dollars. Not chump change, right?
Seriously. But here's where it gets wild. Unlike the versions we're used to, the number of briefcases holding that jackpot, it actually changed from episode to episode.
They were messing with the odds, the researchers, I mean, created a natural experiment, wanted to see how that perception of luck versus the actual stakes affected people's choices.
Wait, so they're basically toying with the contestants without them even knowing? Talk about pressure, it makes you think, right? Would seeing more potential big wins make people bolder, or would it freak them out?
Exactly the question. Now, you'd think big money, everyone's going to get risky, right? Go big or go
Right,
home.
it's like, why not?
But here's the thing. This is what's so interesting. The study, it found Turkish contestants were actually more cautious than those in like the Dutch, German, or US versions.
Whoa, seriously? More risk averse. But all that cash dangling in front of them. How do you explain that?
It points to something really interesting. Maybe how willing we are to gamble. It's not just about the money, right? Culture, how we're raised, all those things might be playing a role too, which is fascinating in itself, but of course, it's never just one thing, is it?
Right, gotta be more to it.
Exactly. So the researchers, they dug deeper, started looking at how winning or losing early in the game, that roller coaster of emotions, how that might be affecting things too.
Oh, I can totally see that. Like, you win a couple early rounds, you feel invincible.
Yeah.
Precisely. Economists even have a name for it, the house money effect. You start feeling like you're playing with the casino's chips, so even if you lose, it doesn't sting as much.
So basically, that early win, it kind of messes with how you see risk.
Exactly. But then flip it around. Imagine a contestant, rough start, lost a few in a row. They're actually more likely to double down later, become even more risky, trying to make up for those losses.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like you're at the blackjack table on a losing streak. You're like, okay,
Oh, I.
one more hand, got to turn this around. Even though logically, you're probably digging a deeper hole.
And that's what they found. Evidence of both these effects in the Turkish contestants shows you those highs and lows, winning, losing, they really get to us. Way more influence on how we deal with risk than we might realize, even with, potentially life-changing money at stake.
So even when we think we're being all cool and calculated, there's a whole lot of psychology happening under the surface, right? But how do we explain that behavior, in a more concrete way? I remember you mentioning something about like expected utility theory and prospect theory earlier.
Exactly. So expected utility theory, it basically says we make choices based on, well, the expected value of each option, weigh the potential payoff against the odds of winning, and boom, decision made. Makes us sound very Spock-like, very rational.
But we've already established we're not always so logical, especially with all those emotions swirling around.
Right, like we haven't all been there, am I right? And that's where prospect theory comes in. It kind of throws that perfectly rational human idea out the window.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So prospect theory, it gets that we're not just calculators, right? It says the pain of a loss, we feel that way more intensely than the joy of an equal win. And that messes with our choices.
So you're practically hardwired to avoid losing, even if it means missing a chance to win big.
Exactly. We're like, nope, no losses here. And the study, it backs this up. Prospect theory, it actually predicted how those Turkish contestants behaved way better than the whole expected utility thing. Circles back to what we were talking about. Loss immersion, it's a big deal.
Makes total sense, though, right? I mean, they were so hesitant to take risks, almost like they were more focused on not losing rather than, going for the mega win. But hold on, something's been bugging me. We've talked about culture, those hot streaks and losing streaks, but what about education? You'd think the more education someone has, the more they'd be cool with taking a calculated risk.
Seems logical, right? But get this. This study found something totally unexpected. More education. It actually meant people were more risk averse.
Wait, seriously? More education equals playing it safer? That just sounds backwards.
It's a head scratcher, right? The study didn't give a straight answer, but there are some interesting ideas floating around. One thought: higher education, it kind of pushes you to think long term, you know? Planning, thinking about the future, not just the instant reward.
So instead of getting blinded by the, woo-hoo, I might win it all, folks with more education, they're thinking, hold on, what if I lose it all?
Exactly. Weighing those long-term consequences, it's like they're playing a whole different game, right?
Yeah.
Longer timeline, more strategy involved. And you know what? This ties into that other crazy thing about the study, the whole changing number of top prize boxes.
Oh, right. I almost forgot about that. It was like the show itself was messing with their heads. So did they figure out if seeing more potential jackpots actually changed how people played?
Well, here's the thing, and this is what makes this whole study so wild. It wasn't that simple. The number of top prizes, it didn't really turn cautious people into gamblers, those who were naturally inclined to play it safe. They pretty much stuck to their guns, even with the possibility of like multiple mega wins on the line.
So it always comes back to those deep down psychological factors, huh? That fear of losing, getting caught up in a winning streak. Those internal forces, they were way more powerful than any external thing the show threw at them.
It's true. And honestly, that tells us something huge about human nature. We're not just talking about a game show here. This applies to everything: how we invest money, the careers we choose, even the little decisions we make every day.
This has been mind-blowing. Who knew you could learn so much about ourselves from a Turkish game show? It's like we think we're in control, but then, bam, these hidden forces come out of nowhere and mess with our choices.
It's true. We're way more complex than we give ourselves credit for. But that's the thing, right? The more we understand these biases, these little quirks in how we think, the better decisions we can make.
Like having a cheat sheet for life or something. So, big picture. What's the one thing you want our listeners to remember from all of this? Say they're facing their own deal or no deal moment, some big decision. What should they keep in mind?
I think, honestly, just being present, taking that extra second before you jump in. Ask yourself, okay, am I feeling the pressure from something that happened earlier? Am I so scared of messing up that I'm missing the bigger picture?
Wow. Powerful stuff. It's like hitting the brakes on autopilot, really tuning into what's driving your decision.
Exactly. That pause, that moment of reflection, that's where you can outsmart those biases and make a choice that actually serves you well.
This has been seriously eye-opening. Who knew a Turkish game show could teach us so much about, well, being human?
It just goes to show, right? Sometimes the most surprising places lead to the biggest aha moments.
Truer words have never been spoken. So until next time, keep exploring, keep those questions coming, and remember, there's always more to discover.